Known affectionately by many as the lady in charge of walking, B. Clark said the nickname is funny. But the moniker is also fitting, as Clark volunteered with the town's active transportation committee, PATC, for over a decade. Even though she no longer serves as the committee's chair, Clark is occasionally stopped by residents who want to speak with her and give their input on issues. "It's hysterical, I know. But I walk most days and still see many people I've met over the years." After Clark retired in 2007, she wanted to fill her time meaningfully. For Clark, that meant finding an opportunity to volunteer in the community. "I moved to Pelham in 1986, and during my time working at Niagara College I was very busy, so I didn't have a chance to volunteer very much. Once I retired, I thought I'd lived in town a long time and wanted to get involved in activities." As to what capacity Clark would volunteer, she found her answer in an ad in the local newspaper, The Voice of Pelham. The town had placed an ad looking for volunteers for various committees, including a new committee they were forming called the PATC, Clark said. "I always loved to walk and hike, and my husband and I did much of that. I went to an information session, and before I knew it, I was a committee member with other great people I got to meet." She joined the PATC in 2008 and served as the committee chair for 14 years. During her time on the committee, the group provided town council with ideas about improving walking and cycling in Pelham. "Over a number of years, we encouraged the council to support clearing all the sidewalks of snow. So all that sidewalk snow plowing in Pelham every year is a result of the research we did to support that recommendation, and the council agreed to that," Clark said. "It is so much easier for kids to walk to school, for people to walk, or for seniors who are less able to shovel their snow on the sidewalk. Before I knew it, I was a committee member with other great people I got to meet." Clark said the committee focused on preserving trails and encouraged the town to develop the Jerry Burkhout Trail in Fenwick. They also advocated for sidewalks on Pelham Street in front of Glen A. Green Public School. However, initiating Pelham Summerfest would be among the committee's top five accomplishments during Clark's time. "It was an idea that our committee had, not necessarily in the form it has taken, but we urged the council to have an open streetscape where vehicular traffic is prohibited, and the streets are made available to pedestrians and cyclists," Clark said. At that time, the town was involved in beautifying and reconstructing downtown Fonthill. Clark explained that businesses struggling with construction and road closures would benefit from a pedestrian-friendly event focused on bringing people back to downtown Fonthill. "The first event was in 2011, a one-day event, and Summerfest grew from there. It has become one of Ontario's top 100 festivals, and obviously, the town is very proud of that." For the second year in a row, Pelham Summerfest made festival events Ontario's FEO 2024 Top 100 Festivals and Events list. Clark, chair of the Pelham Summerfest Working Group, said she is proud of this accomplishment, which she credits to the hard work and dedication of volunteers and town staff. "It's pretty spectacular to know that Ontario is huge and so many communities have festivals of one type or another. Here we are, with a relatively small rural community recognized in the top 100. It just speaks to the volunteers." What Clark explained she loves the most about the Pelham community is its volunteer-centered solid culture. "So many groups and service clubs contribute in so many ways. They are all run by volunteers," Clark said. "If you think about it, it would be terrible if we didn't have volunteers to operate and support those activities." When it comes to volunteering, Clark said people have nothing to lose but much to gain from it. "It's not always a huge commitment. It can be as little or as much as a person likes. There are all types of volunteer opportunities," Clark explained. "The great thing is you get to meet people you might not have the opportunity to meet and learn about them." Reflecting on her volunteer experience, Clark described it as pure fun. "I continued working on those committees because it was great to get together, to work with others and know that you were making a difference.